My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith, a freshman representing the Old Dominion's 9th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and its Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, which on Wednesday quizzed officials from the Department of Energy about the continuing saga of Solyndra, the solar panel manufacturing company out on the West Coast, which got over $500 million of stimulus money, money from U.S. taxpayers, only to go bankrupt in a short time. And as the evidence piles up, it seems pretty clear that there was not much hope for Solyndra making it, and its eventual fate was known for some time. Mr. Griffith was among those questioning Energy Department officials on Wednesday. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Glad to be with you.
What more than anything else, whether it's how the administration decided to go ahead with this $535 million, why it continued to do so when it was clear that this was not going to work financially, what more than anything else did you want to know?
Well, of course, those were both major issues, but also the administration decided to subordinate, in other words, to take second place to private investors in January of this year and put at risk $75 million in the bankruptcy process that we would not have otherwise had at risk. And so I was very concerned about that because the law very clearly states that the monies from the guaranteed loan should not be subordinated. And very concerned how they got around that. And my questioning yesterday dealt mostly with, you know, their reasoning for that, which did not make any sense and looked like to me that their lawyer had been given an assignment to come up with, you know, an argument to allow them to get around the law. And she came up with an argument, but frankly, it's not a very good argument.
What did they say and why do you find it insufficient?
Well, what they said was is that when it says in the code section that, you know, this is not to be subordinate to any other funds, they said that only applied at the time of the granting of the guarantee or the loan. And in the footnote 2 of that particular memorandum, it says that they didn't want to make a line between, you know, the inception of the loan and possible default. Even though the code didn't give them authority to do that, that might have been more defensible. They basically said they could change the rules anytime they wanted to if they thought it was in the best interest of the taxpayer. The problem is that the Congress didn't give them that authority. And they relied on, believe it or not, they relied on the word is and said, well, that's present tense and doesn't apply in the future. And so we're back into an argument of what is or what does is mean.
So given those insufficient answers, where does the subcommittee or the full committee go from here?
Well, I think we're going to have some more hearings. We're supposed to hear next week from the CFO and the CEO of Solyndra. Be interesting to see if they say anything and what they say when they come to talk to us next week. But I have a feeling that we're going to be talking about this for some time as we find out more information. And, of course, some of the answers yesterday didn't necessarily fit. Not saying anybody was fibbing, but some of the answers don't make a lot of sense. And so we're going to take a look at some of that and see, you know, what other information comes to light and whether or not we have contradictions going on.
What do you make of the reports that even the president's own budget office suggested that they hold off a bit until the full review process was done on Solyndra before making a big rollout, given all the money that was part of this Green Jobs Initiative, and then eventually not following that advice?
I think it's fairly clear from the evidence that there was a rush to put together something where they could say we created 1,000 green energy jobs. And I think that's what this was mostly about. And so as a result of that, they didn't do everything that I think they should have done, didn't listen to those nagging doubts that members of various departments were raising, including the one, I'd love to know who the analyst was at some point, the fellow who said, you know, based on the model, it looks like they're going to run out of money in September of 2011. And shazam, they filed bankruptcy in September of 2011, or I think it was August 31st maybe. But bottom line is they ran out of money, just like the analyst said. So while there may have been competing opinions, clearly, somebody was trying to warn folks, and nobody was paying attention.
Do you think this is just politics and an agenda that they really wanted to do that just didn't work out, and they didn't do enough work beforehand to try and come to the right conclusion? Or do you actually believe that, given the subordination of money and so forth, that there are actually some legal issues here?
Well, I think it was a rush to judgment. We'll have to see on the remainder. And I believe, and I'm not an expert on federal law and whether the agency, notwithstanding acting outside of code, had the authority to bind us. But I do think you're probably going to see some lawsuits in regard to the $75 million in my opinion, it was a violation of existing law, and that somebody needs to answer for that. And, you know, if we can't get the money back out of the bankruptcy courts, then I think the Obama administration needs to look at who made those decisions and determine what disciplinary action should be taken.
We'll certainly keep tracking the work your subcommittee is doing. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You do the same. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith represents his state's 9th Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and its Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.